My name's Monica Jones, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I've lived here all my life, so. I've been a plumber since I was 26. I went to Job Corps. I just picked plumbing because I wanted to start my own business in something, and I figured that I needed to know how to do it. So I was the only plumbing student, me and this master plumber from Ohio, and he made me pipe a makeshift house for like 6 months, and if it leaked, I had to tear it down, and that's how I learned, so, and I enjoyed it, so. I just like being able to say that I made it work, and just the accomplishment of it, just being a girl and knowing that it's, you know, just growing up, that only men could do certain things and women could do certain things, because I'm the only girl, like, in my family. So my uncle would never let me go outside and cut the grass. He always wanted me to come in the house and wash dishes. So I just enjoyed that. That's the accomplishment of it, being able to actually fix it and make it work. So, yes, when I was working for Rescue Router, that's the first company I worked for when I came back from Texas. I went to Job Corps in Texas, and there was this this black guy. We had to repipe his house because we had to cut off his water supply outside because it was leaking. His spigot outside. It was We had to cut it off, so we had to repipe the whole house. And I actually repiped it with the father of my kids, but that's another story. So. He wasn't then, but he is now. So, he just didn't believe that a woman was doing plumbing. That was the first thing he said because it was my job, and we were about to charge him like $1,600, I think. And he was like, "Women don't do plumbing." And he changed his story at the end when he had to sign my invoice, and it was a woman invoice that he was having to sign. So that was one of the coolest jobs I had.
Because
yes, that was just proof to him that a woman did do the job. So, yeah.
And presumably you did the job, and you did a very good job.
I did. We did a good job, yes. I have some of everybody. I don't get a lot of men. I get more women.
Mm-hmm.
More women are more excited when they see me come. They just, you know, men want to know if I'm by myself. So it varies. It's getting better. It's getting better. So, you know, to men, I have to, like, prove myself. So, you know. Yeah, because women more, to me, they are more, like, serious about things that they do. They don't lack on it normally, especially if it's something like this. If I'm going to crawl under the house, I think I'm going to do it correctly, and it's something that I want to do. So. I would just say, just don't be discouraged. That's just one thing. And don't be scared of yourself. I always second-guess myself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, so I would do a job, and I would always call someone to confirm it. And after they confirmed it, I actually knew what I was doing, and it just don't second guess yourself. Just if you know how to do it, just have confidence in yourself and don't let anybody tell you just because you're a girl or whatever that you can't do it. So,
back in Wales, so relaxed, so calm. And the funniest thing was I had a phone call. It was Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this old boy, and he said, "Jauberbach," he says, "I've got a little leak now on my pipe." I said, "All right, then." I said, "Whereabouts now?" And he said, "The pipe that comes in my house." I said, "Right, rise in main. Before or after the stopcock?" He said, it's underneath it. I said, "Right, okay." I said, "Get myself sorted and I'll be with you as soon as I can. It won't be long." So I got myself changed and everything, nipped straight over there. And sure enough, it was the rise in main. So I had to shut the water from outside.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm turning the water off, he's saying, "Juju, now wait there, wait. We must fill the kettle first for a cuppa." Yeah, he's got water pouring everywhere, spraying out. It's main, so it's on high pressure. He don't mind. Let me just fill the kettle first.
Let's just have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Good, I know people will think I'm strange, but I can't help it.